Hi there. My name is Andrew Torgerson. I'm an epidemiologist with the St. Louis County Department of Public Health in St. Louis County, Missouri. I'm going to be talking about some changes in the epidemiology of hepatitis C virus in my county from 2011 to 2015. So I'll start just by orienting everybody to St. Louis County. That's the big area in green here, which is separate from St. Louis City. It's sort of like Baltimore City and Baltimore County. St. Louis County is a county of about a million people, just over a million people. And I've provided some of the demographic data of St. Louis County versus St. Louis City here. I don't have time to get into the details of health equity and health disparities in our jurisdictions, but they're fairly significant within and between our jurisdictions. I'll skim through some of the background here. Newly reported Hep C cases went up by about 56% between 2011 and 2015 in my county. And like most local health departments, we have historically lacked the resources to do case investigation for Hep C reports. So we had no way of distinguishing acute cases from chronic cases, and we didn't have any behavioral risk factor data, so we couldn't tease out who were our previously incarcerated patients, who were our IV drug-using patients, that kind of thing, which is a problem when you're trying to set up a new Hep C program and you want to figure out where to target your resources. But we also know that in that same time period, or roughly that same time period, heroin overdose deaths increased by about 54% in our county. And thanks to some work done by our chronic disease epidemiology team, we know that the three groups most at risk for dying of a heroin overdose were males, people between the ages of 25 and 44, and people living in the inner north or south regions of the county. And we know that people dying of heroin overdose, while they're not necessarily injection drug users, are far more likely to be injection drug users than the general population. So I decided to take those groups. Oops, skipping ahead. I decided to look at the trends in the proportion of cases represented by those three groups in that five-year period and just sort of use those as a proxy for groups that are more likely to contain IV drug users. I decided changes in rates were a little bit difficult because the case definition changed so many times in that five-year period. So I just pulled some data from our statewide communicable disease surveillance program database, and this is what we found. About 60 to 63% of cases every year are male. That didn't really change in that period. We won't spend real time on this. Cases by age group. 25 to 44-year-olds are represented by that orange band in these graphs, and they went from accounting for 18% of cases in 2011 to accounting for 32% of cases in 2015, which is a relative increase of about 76%. We can look at region. The inner north and south regions of the county are represented by those two bottom bands in orange and blue, and they went from 37% of all of our cases in 2011 to 52% of all of our Hep C cases in 2015, although that's obviously complicated by a fair amount of missing geographic information. We combine these. People belonging to any two of those groups accounted for 29% of cases in 2011 and 39% of cases in 2015, so that's a relative increase of only about 32%. But the fun part comes when we look at all three. So 25 to 44-year-old males living in those two regions of the county. There were 3% of our cases in 2011 and 11% of our cases in 2015, which is a relative increase of almost 300%. And given that the actual Hep C rate went up so much in that period, that ended up being a pretty substantial number of cases. I think that went from 16 cases to 98 cases. So what can we conclude from this? Admittedly, not much, given that I don't have any case-based data. But this would be consistent with an increase in Hep C transmission among young potential IV drug users. And that's obviously consistent with what's going on in jurisdictions all over the country. And it's being borne out by the case investigations we're doing now. Our department started investigating a subset of high-risk Hep C cases in September of last year, so 9 months ago. And in that period, we've identified 12 confirmed acute Hep C cases. I think 11 of those 12 are current or former IV drug users. So this was really just an adventure in trying to use available data sources to make up for the data that we lacked. And I thought it might be an interesting thing to present to jurisdictions that were having the same limitations that we are. And that is it for me. I neglected to include my contact information, but come talk to me afterwards. I have business cards and things. Thanks.